Well, it's very difficult to analyse. In the first half, there's really nothing in it, I have to say that. But we've got to be better than what we showed in the second half. And we looked a team nervous and edgy, and of course lacking in that confidence, which when it unfortunately erodes from you, like not getting a result does, then unfortunately the harder we tried, the worse we got. And there was a nervousness and energy which transferred from the pitch to the stadium. And it was one of them awful afternoons where, you know, we struggled. And there's no hiding place from it. You know, I could try and make excuses of why, but I still expect with the team that we had out there today to be better than what we produced, especially second half, because it wasn't up to the mark of the standard what's required at this level.
So what is it? Is it mental strength? What is it?
Well, look, we're kidding ourselves. We don't think, you know, for 2.5 years we've had a hunky-dory here. You know, and unfortunately, the last October I was in the running for manager of the month. We've had an awful November and an awful start to December. And it's 6, 7, 8 weeks or whatever it is. And unfortunately, at this level, confidence can play a big thing. So we've got to find a bit of belief. We need a goal like what they got today. We need a goal like that to give us a lift and give us a kick. You know, hopefully we'll get a few people back. But it was crying out today for that bit of ability, which unfortunately we've got too many of our big players, unfortunately, sitting in the stands. And that's not an excuse, that's the fact. If I took 4 or 5 big players out of Swansea, then you'd be the same sort of situation.
Well, in fairness, he did make 7 changes. Their leading scorer was out on the bench today in Sigurdsson, and their best midfielder wasn't playing.
So it
was set up for you, really.
And that's what I'm saying. Listen, we've got no excuses on the day. Yeah. We weren't good enough. And that's the simple, you know. And as I said to you, you know, I couldn't fault for effort and endeavour. The harder they tried, the worse they got.
So how do you stick or twist with them now? Because you've made changes today. What are you doing?
We've only got 16, 17 players today. That's what we've got, you know. We've got big players. Huddleston suspended. Diarmi missing with a knee injury. Dawson missing. Of course, Snodgrass from the outset, which we spent a lot of money on to make give us that quality you need. But as I've said for a couple of years now, I don't really want to try and make excuses. I still, you know, believe that we've got to produce better than what we did in the second half in particular, and take a long look at ourselves, because that's a shadow of the team what I've seen for the best part of 2.5 years. You know, we were toothless up front. We give the ball away too cheaply. And it was one of them awful afternoons which, unfortunately, got worse the more it went on.
So you haven't got a lot of scope for change, and it's going to get worse. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Jake Livermore now out with the Sunderland game? Couple of injuries. What's the injury situation with Curtis Davis?
Well, Curtis has picked up a shin injury, which looks a sore one. Alex has got a calf, which looks sore one too. You're right, Livermore is suspended for the next game up, so that's the way it is. It's unforgiving. That's why, you know, we've counted on the squad that we've got, and unfortunately at the moment, with what big players missing, we simply aren't able to cope with it. It's certainly what I'm witnessing today, because your big players who you pay big money for on days like today, that's what you pay for, that quality, and fortunately today we didn't have enough of it.
But you got a £10 million striker out there. Has he done enough today, Ramirez?
No, but you know, you could say that from, if I'm being honest, 1 to 11. Have they all done enough? One or two of the usual performers, but it wouldn't be wise of me to single out individuals. I'll never ever do that, but as a team, and that's what I'm interested in, is the team performance. Simply, we have to hold our hands up, and wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Ramirez was holding his hamstring at the end.
To be fair, that's the first 90 minutes Gaston has played in God knows how long, so I think he's going to be okay. For me, he was the bright spot today. I thought he played very, very well until he tired. And, you know, I'd have loved to be in a position to take him off. But with Curtis going down and still trying to chase the game, it was difficult.
Couple more. How worried are you by it? Because that is 10 without a win, and that arguably one of the worst, Steve.
Well, look, you know, if we think we're going to have it all hunky-dory, it's the first time in 2.5 years. You know, as I said, we had a good October. We won against Palace. We went to Liverpool and we went to Arsenal and did very well. We had an awful November and we've had an awful start to December. There is reasons for it. I don't think at this particular moment we can cope without the big players not being out there, especially when you're up against it. So that needs to change for us. How worried? I'm still convinced that we've got enough to make sure that we stay in this division. But we certainly have to have a look long and hard and have a look, because today simply wasn't good enough. That's not beating about the bush. Simply, we weren't good enough.
I know. I'm going to ask you about Paul McShane. He seems...
Why?
He's not involved today. He seems out of favour. You picked up an injury to Curtis Davis today. Has he burnt his bridges, or is there any way back?
I wouldn't say he's burnt his bridges, but, you know, it's... There's the big problem with Paul, unfortunately, he can't stand not playing, which I understand. He gets himself frustrated, he gets himself in a bad place when he's not playing. I can understand that perfectly. He wants to play week in and week out. And at the moment, I think in his position, we've still got people who, if they are fit, like Dawson and Chester, then he has to wait his turn. But nobody's ever burnt their bridges. He's not in favour, if that's the right word at the moment. But, you know, then again, you know, we've only got 16, 17 players, and he's one of them. And if I have to recall him, then we'll do that.
Okay, given what you've seen today and over the last 10 games, does it make you feel you might have to wheel and deal in January?
I don't think that's the answer. I don't think that's the answer, especially in January. We'll have a look, and if we can improve, then we'll try to. You know, we've still got people trying to settle in. The striker's one. Mm-hmm. You know, he's finding it difficult to come and play in England. That happens. That happens when you bring in somebody from abroad. We'll have a look at it. What we do need is we're big players to get fit and stay fit and stay away from suspension, because, you know, four or five at the moment for a club the size of ours is far too many, especially if we're big players who unfortunately were missing today.